Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Georgia, 69178. Illinois, 031.0058339. Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi with me.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It is Monday, and we are live at 5. So for all of you that are listening, thank you so much. And please, you guys get your questions into the feed. We're more than happy to answer those for you. You're welcome to give us a call here at the office. It's 844-935-3634. Chris is going to send those calls right through, and we'd be happy to answer your questions live right on air. If you guys are listening on Saturday on Go Country 105, we would be more than happy for you guys to subscribe to our channel and watch us live so you guys can ask us your questions. You want to call us, you can hear your voice on the radio. We are always Wednesday live at 5 p.m. So,
you know what I love right now, though?
Yeah.
We're about to hit daylight savings time.
We are.
So I love that every day
yes.
It's staying lighter just a little bit longer.
Just a little bit longer. It's going to get better and better. Yes. So why should people watch us on Wednesdays and why should they subscribe to the channel?
Well, right now
yes.
We have an incredible giveaway.
We
do. We'll be doing sometime in the middle of March. So we have two tickets
to
give away to Stagecoach.
That is right.
So you have to watch. You have to subscribe, and you don't know which day we're going to do it. In fact, we don't know which day we're going to give it away.
That's right.
But you have to watch. You have to subscribe in order to be able to be a participant in the giveaway for the two tickets to Stagecoach.
That's right. And we will tell you on the day that we're going to give them away, we'll tell you exactly what it is that you need to do. So you need to make sure that you're tuning in and you're watching Wednesdays live on YouTube. So if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel. It's Mortgage Mom Radio. And you guys, it's easy to find us. Just make sure you do hit your notification button so it reminds you that we're on live. And that way you don't miss any of our shows. But on top of that, like I mentioned, it's a perfect opportunity for you to be able to ask questions immediately. You can put those questions right into the feed. You guys can give us a call. We're going to get that right here to the studio. And we're going to take those calls live. Then everybody that is listening on Go Country on Saturday morning can actually hear your questions. So pretty cool. We do read them out loud as well. So if you don't want your voice on, that's okay.
Yes. Sure.
That is okay. So this is Catching Up with Mom. And what's new? Anything?
Let's
other
see.
Than the diet? We didn't do so good this week.
No. The diet was a little bit sad today when we weighed in.
It was.
Deb didn't lose any weight.
I didn't lose any. I didn't go up, but I didn't lose any.
I gained 3 yeah. pounds.
It was 2.6.
So, okay, 2.6. It's 3. I gained 3 pounds. So it was a little bit of a fail this week for me. So that's okay. It wasn't successful, but we decided we're going to change it up a little bit. And we're going hardcore this week,
we're
right?
going hardcore this week. They changed up our diet, so we're going to be very hungry. I have a feeling we're going to be quite hangry.
We are going to be very hangry this
right?
week. However, we're going to have to really work on it this week because Saturday...
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday, so it's over.
Yeah, Saturday night we're going out and we're probably not going light, so...
No, we're definitely not going light. So the rest of the week we got to go really hard, really good, not mess up, stick to the diet, no alcohol, and exercise.
Yes, we're going to have to go pretty hardcore. So a couple things. We usually do Catching Up with Mom. It's usually a time where we talk about what's going on in our lives and things like that. But this week, I actually wanted to kind of catch up with Mom because it does kind of have to do with our life. We're busy. I mean, we are beyond busy right now. And
yes.
anybody at all that is in the mortgage industry is just as busy. And so I think that that's one thing for us to talk about because mm-hmm. why are we busy?
Rates.
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 Exactly.
One word. The stock market has taken a turn for the worst, right? I mean, that's really the only way we can say it. When that happens, rates go down. And rates have just taken a crazy turn for the better.
For the better for us. Uh-huh.
And for you
right.
out there listening. and everybody wants to get in on it right now. We are purchase crazy.
Yes.
We're refi crazy. Everybody is looking to get that whatever they missed, couldn't get the rate at the time they wanted it when we were super low, you know,
four years ago.
Mm-hmm. The rates are just absolutely incredible right now. Some of the rates that we're quoting, we're even just amazed.
Yeah. I think I quoted a 15-year fix this week at 2.99. Just the rates, you know, and again, it depends on you and your situation and your credit score and where you live and what kind of property that you're in and if it's owner-occupied or it's not and how much equity that you have. And, you know, we've talked about that a lot of times in all of our shows, what goes into your interest rate. But, you know, the rates are just so low right now. And to kind of explain it, what happens, you know, obviously this coronavirus is kind of a big news story right now this week. Yeah. My son, Manny's laughing at me right now. He's behind the camera. He thinks that I'm crazy, but, you know, I actually want to clean out both of my refrigerators at my house and I want to start stockpiling on meat because I'm worried that we're not going to be able to go to a grocery store if they decide to start, you know, shutting things down or not having people go into work. So, you know, it is a big thing, and that is what actually affected the stock market. And when that happens, investors are going to pull their money out of the stock market where it's, you know, up and down and it's very volatile. Right. And they're going to put it into very low risk investment to make sure that they're continuing to at least earn some sort of gain. Well, where do they put it? They put it typically into the 10-year treasury. 10-year treasury is the, you know, United States is basically paying them a small interest on their money. But, you know, it's something that they know is stable. So because of the coronavirus and everything that everybody's, you know, very worried about, they are pulling it out. And that's why we've seen such dramatic change in stock market and such dramatic change in our rates. You know, when the treasuries are up and interest rates, you know, the interest rate being paid for on the money, it doesn't 100% tie to mortgage rates.
Right.
But it follows. And so we've actually seen, they came out a couple of days ago and said that these are the lowest interest rates we've seen in well over 4 years since it was a date in 2016. So if you have not refinanced your home or you bought your home in 2016, or you have refinanced your home sometime between now and 2016, there's a very, very good chance that you could refinance again to drop that interest rate further. Maybe you're in a position where you have mortgage insurance and now you've got enough equity that you can actually get out of the mortgage insurance and get into a lower interest rate. So we're starting to see that the refinances are bringing some serious savings to our clients, and everybody is taking advantage of it. If you have not taken advantage of it yet, you do need to call the office and get an appointment with us to talk about where are you at? What does that look like?
Well, we're also even seeing people that have wanted to take some equity out, right? Some cash out to do some home improvements, pay off debt, whatever it is their reason is, but they had that incredible rate.
Right.
And they were nervous to do that. And we're able to now pull out that cash for them, still get them an incredible rate.
Right.
And their payments are staying the same.
Right. Or if you, here's another one. If you're somebody that's trying to buy a home and you've been on the fence and, you know, this is going to actually help you with lower interest rates to qualify for just a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it's something that, you know, maybe if you only qualified for 625 before on a sales price, maybe you can qualify for 640 or 650 now because the rates are lower. So this has been actually a huge impact to us. We've gotten very, very busy. If we, and trust me, we're not so busy that we can't still take care of you, but we're very busy. And so we're working a lot more hours and we're doing what we have to do to make sure that we sustain our workload and our customer service. And we're making sure that everybody is still being taken care of very well. But you want to make sure that, you know, every single mortgage company that you work with, you want to make sure that they're not so busy that they're not going to service you or take care of you. So that is something that we are going to start seeing a lot of. We're going to start getting those phone calls from people that say, well, you know, I've been in, you know, trying to get my refinance done with my bank and it's taken, you know, 90 days and they're still not done. So just keep keep that in the back of your mind. You know, we're not at a 90-day turn time. We're actually still at, you know, very, very close to that 30-day for a refinance. Mm-hmm. Purchases, we're still getting closed in, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks very easily. And we've got that capacity right now. So if you've been thinking about doing something, we're here to help you. And we're going to make sure that we continue to staff to keep those turn times, keep that customer service, to make sure that we're taking care of you and, you know, getting you the 30-day rate lock that we talked about last week. You know, that's going to be the lower interest rate than the 60-day or the 90-day rate lock. You're going to very, very soon see, you know, many of the different mortgage banks, you know, telling their loan officers that they have to actually lock those loans for a longer period of time.
Especially refis. They're going to start locking at 45, and I have no doubt eventually extending to 60.
Oh, or 90.
Or 90. Yes, I've been there. Yeah. I've seen it. 90-day locks. Yep. So currently, we still are at that 30, as we discussed last week. You just got to be prepared. You got to be on top of it. You got to work with us and get us everything we asked for. But we are still there. We can still get you that incredible rate. So definitely give us a call and see what we can do for you.
Yeah. So how do you guys get a hold of us? Okay. So you can call us. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. You guys, if you'd like to take advantage of my phone app, it's awesome. You guys can run payments. There's the FHA calculator, USDA calculator, conventional. So it's going to run those payments for you. It's going to include that mortgage insurance for you. You can watch our YouTubes right from the phone app. You can listen to our podcast right from the phone app. The phone app is really pretty cool. You can contact us. You can call us. You can email us. So lots that you can do with that phone app. Truly a tool right at your fingertips on your phone. Mm-hmm. So how do you get it? So you text the word MOM to 36260. So the telephone number is the 36260, and then the, you know, message is MOM. So that's MOM, and you could spell it forward or backwards. It's the same word. Works either way. But take advantage of that phone app. It's fantastic, especially if you're still a little bit nervous or kind of shy and you're not quite ready to reach out to us by phone yet. It will give you a lot of tools that you can start running the numbers to see if it's something that might be good for you. Another thing I want to keep in mind is that many, many times I've had clients over and over again that I tell them, we're putting you on a two-step process. How many times have you heard it?
Oh, I can't even count that high.
Right. Two-step process. So let's just say, for example, you give me a call, your credit score's in the mid-600 range, you've got a bunch of credit card debt right now, your credit balances are maxed out to your limits, and you need to pull cash out of your home to do that refinance. Well, chances are that your credit score is actually low because of the debt.
Yes.
So what we do is a lot of times we'll do a two-step process. We'll do a refinance first to get you the cash out, get everything paid off, let those credit scores go up, you know, give it time for all of those balances to update, right, get that brand new mortgage on your credit report, make a couple payments on that mortgage so that you've got everything flowing, and all of a sudden you're going to see that your credit score is through the roof. Now we're not pricing you as a cash out with a lower credit score where you're taking a high rate. So your interest rate will be significantly higher when we're doing a cash out and your credit score is in the lower level than what it will be if we're not doing cash out and if you have a high credit score. So what do? We do a two-part process. Do the refinance, get you all caught up, get everything paid off, let that credit report update, let that score go up, and then we refinance it again to get you into that no cash out, high credit score program. And a lot of times it works out phenomenally. Now, you know when it doesn't work out phenomenally?
When you run your credit cards back up.
That's right. So, or if you just don't call us. So if we did the refinance, got you all paid off, got you up to date, and then you forget. And, you know, 4 months goes by, 6 months goes by, and you don't get back in touch with us and say, hey, it's time for us to look at those rates again. So that's something that you definitely want to do. You want to make sure that you are reaching out to us if we've talked to you about that in the past. If you're in that position right now today, know that that's definitely an option for you as well. But, you know, now's the time. I mean, I can't say it enough, and I'm sure you guys are hearing it all over the news. The interest rates are just amazing.
They're incredible. I mean, trust me, I'm thinking I bought in April. Might be time for me to think about a refinance.
I'm there. I need to look at it myself.
I just between all the workload, it's like, how do I start my own? But right. it is something I need to look at because the rates are that much better.
They are. And it is really hard. You know, I mean, when we're doing everybody else's loans all day long, I mean, we barely get enough time to pay our own bills, let alone think about, right. hey, how do I submit my own loan for a refinance? Yep. But it is something that even Heidi and I both need to take a look at and, you know, make sure that we're... you know, that we're looking at for ourselves yeah. because really we are there and we don't know how long that these rates will stay here.
No.
You know, the coronavirus, they're coming out. They're saying it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And that is what's got the stock market all shook up right now. Let's face it. Many times it's a shakeup and people pull out and the interest rates drop. And then all of a sudden things kind of settle.
Right. They the news starts taking a different direction. People start going back into the market. The rates start slowly going back up, or we just have this day that it just rates change.
Right.
So you never know. I mean, I was watching the news again today, and there were people that, you know, certain states that are asking people to actually work from home already and not come in and, you know, actually isolate themselves already. So it could change, right? It could get worse that way. It could get better. We don't know.
Right.
We have no idea what's going on.
Right, right. But hey, you know what? While rates are down, take advantage of it.
Take advantage, get it done, and put yourself in the best financial position you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you guys do? Well, you just get on my calendar. You ask for Debbie or you ask for Heidi. It doesn't matter who. You can get on either one of our calendars. But you give us a call and set up an appointment. It's on the phone. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to come in person, but we're going to do a consultation with you, talk about your situation, your loan amount, your property value, what's your interest rate right now, where's your credit score, you know, do you have some debt that you want to pay off, and we're going to go through the whole thing with you. So how do you do that? Just call. So it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. My assistant Chris is always picking up the phone, and he can schedule those appointments with you, get you right on my calendar. Or when he can't take a call because he's on another one, there's always a call service there for backup, and they've got the appointment calendar as well. So no matter what, you're always going to get me. How many times did you hear me take a call this week that somebody said, oh my God, it really is you that calls?
No, the best was the lady said, yeah, but a lot of people say that, but that's not what happens. You call and you get a random person. Right. You don't actually talk to the person that's saying that you're going to call. So that was the best. I was giggling in my office.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But yeah, I hear you all the time on the phone.
Yep. Every single phone call is me. Unless you guys specifically ask for Heidi, you're going to get me.
And generally, you'll eventually talk to me.
Yes, you will definitely eventually talk to Heidi, because obviously she's my right hand and she's what, you know, helps us get everything moving forward. If it wasn't for her, I couldn't get everything done. But you will definitely talk to me and we'll go through it 101. So again, what do? You just call, schedule the appointment. It's that easy. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, and that is the number 4. You guys want to get that phone app? It's awesome. Text the word MOM to 36260. Play around with the numbers and see if you think it makes sense. Then call us from the phone app and schedule the appointment.
Yeah.
Either way, it works for us. And for all of you guys listening at Go Country, we want you to know that you guys could be watching us live at 5 on Wednesdays. We're not going to tell you which show we're going to do, but there is a show in March where we have 2 tickets that Go Country has graciously given to us that we're going to be giving away. So you won't know which show, but you guys have to subscribe to the channel and you've got to watch the show on Wednesdays so that we can tell you what to do in order to win those tickets. Yeah?
Yep.
All
right. Sounds great.
All right. So I can see that Erica is on. Thank you so much, Erica, for saying hi. She says, hello. Hope you girls are doing good. We are doing great. Thank you so much for watching. We love you. Mm-hmm. And again, anybody else out there, you guys could put your questions in the feed. We'll read them right out loud. We'd be happy to do that. Or, you know, you can give us a call and we'll get you right on air and everybody on YouTube can hear you and everybody on Go Country can hear you on Saturdays.
Yep. Sounds great. Well, I think it's time for a break.
Yeah. But when we come back from the break, guess what we're doing?
I don't know. What are we doing?
Okay. So we actually have Wayne Wolven with All Southland Inspections. He's here. He is a HUD inspector, and we always do get into some really good stuff. You know, we try to touch on different things. Yep. We do have to talk about income again today.
We do.
We're going to try to fit that into the end of the show. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are self-employed, stay tuned through the whole show, because at the end, we're going to talk about self-employed income. But Wayne is awesome. He is actually a physical inspector. So when you buy a home, you typically will get a physical physical inspection done. And so he's going to talk to you about your physical inspection and those important pieces. But he is also a HUD inspector. And what is that? Well, for all of you that want to know more about renovation loans, fixing your home, maybe you don't quite have the equity to pull the cash out to do the work yourself, you can get a renovation loan. So we're going to talk about renovation loans, what they are, what's the process. He's the inspector that goes out, checks the property, works with your contractor, figures out, you know, gets all those write-ups done, and helps the bank disperse money. So he's going to be great. He's going to be in when we come back from this quick break. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and get those started. Start throwing them into the feed. Hi, Aunt Pam. Thank you so much for watching. Love that my family's Love that my family's getting in on this. But if you guys have questions about renovations, questions about your house, questions about anything, we're going to take a very quick break. And when we get back, we're going to have Wayne on with us.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Hey, did you refinance maybe 6 months ago, eight, a year? And we all thought interest rates were so great. They were lower than they had been in quite some time. Well, guess what? They're even lower today. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Let's talk one-on-one and let's see if a new refinance is something that you should consider. Maybe it's not. I'm a straight shooter and I'm going to let you know. It's 844-935-3634. Give me a call and let's see what we can do.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Hi, we're back.
Oh, hey there. I totally messed up. I was talking to Wayne. I'm like, hey, you want to run a commercial with us? It'd be great. Anyway, all right. Well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi Slagle Points with me.
Welcome back.
And we've got Wayne Wolven with All Wolven, right? All I said it right?
Southland Home Inspection.
That's right. We've got Brittany. Brittany, what's your last name? I didn't get that.
Brittany Morris.
Brittany Marston. There we go. And they are with us from All Southland Home Inspections. And you guys do not just home inspections, but you also are a HUD inspector, which works with our renovation loans.
That's very correct. Yes.
Yeah. So the first thing I want to touch on, because I think the physical inspection piece is really important, that I know that that's a big piece of your job, what you guys do. And it's a super important for people that are buying homes to get that inspection done.
Well, it's probably one of the most critical parts. Unless you're doing a cash deal and you don't really care if you get stuck with something, yeah. But, I mean, things can go wrong, so that's one of the best things is to do an actual home inspection.
Yeah. So tell us, when you do a home inspection, what are you looking at? Like, how far, you know, give us kind of your points, right? And
okay. I mean, that's a good question. You want to do it? Okay.
she's a little shy over there.
No. I'll talk all day, and she will never get a word in. We're basically looking at the home the same way you as the buyer is looking at the home. We're just going to look a lot harder. So we're going to look in places you won't look, like underneath the house and into the attic. And I always like to tell people, it's like when you're buying a house, you're like in love with the house, and here comes the mean home inspector. Is going to come in and really take a harder look at it. But we're going to explain it to you in a very soft, nice way, okay?
Okay, all right. And so, you know, what are some of the things that, you know, for example, if I was buying a house and I didn't hire a physical inspector thinking, oh, well, I can go in there and I can check it out myself, what are some of the things that you guys are doing that there's the average person couldn't look at or couldn't check?
Well, definitely like the crawl space and everything like that. But also our inspections come with some 90-day warranties.
Okay.
So if something were to break or go wrong or the sewer backed up, they actually have some coverage through our company.
Oh, wow. That's actually big. Most physical inspection companies, I don't think, give you that.
Mine didn't.
They don't.
I can say that.
I didn't do one.
There's six of us in Southern California, so
right.
Maybe seven now.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But besides that, do the other two warranties, the bigger ones?
Well, we have the 90-day visible mold safe, sewer guard. We have a 5-year roof leak protection plan and a 1-year structural warranty.
Okay. Wow. Those are actually really big. I don't think that I've heard most physical inspections giving that kind of a warranty.
Yeah, no.
They all can. They just have to make the choice to do it.
Right.
You know, we belong to a group. Well, I'm actually a dealer for a home warranty company besides being a home inspection.
Okay.
Home inspector, being a HUD inspector, being a sewer inspector, all that types of things. But we have the purchase power that enables us to do it for a very low price on our end.
Gotcha. No, that's great.
So I've got a great question because it was hard for me to find when I bought my house. Do you guys also, are you guys contract, do like the pool inspection that... the equipment for the pool and the jacuzzi and stuff.
So it's kind of funny.
That was not easy to find.
A home inspection's not part of a pool. A pool inspection's not part of the home inspection.
Right.
No, anybody that works for me, we have multiple inspectors. They are required to be pool certified. So they're all pool certified. But the state of California just passed a law, and it says a home inspector is required to, even though a home inspection's not part of a pool inspection's not part of a home inspector.
Okay. So is it like if the house has a pool, then is it going to be a little bit more expensive, the inspection, so that you can get that pool inspected, you know, at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do charge a little additional fee for if there is a crawl space, like a raised foundation, or if there is a pool.
If there's a pool. So a lot of people get really, really confused in our clients get confused, at least, and I think most clients do, where they think that their appraisal is the inspection. And they don't realize that they're paying for an appraisal, which is telling the bank that the price that they negotiated on the house is worth what we're going to lend. And then also to make sure that those health and safety issues are at least not there, right? But they don't realize that they're going to pay extra for that physical inspection, which has nothing to do with any part of the contract other than you've got a certain period of time that you're welcome to bring somebody in. So they somehow feel like... it's all the same.
It's all inclusive.
It's all inclusive, and they think that the appraiser is supposed to tell them when there's things wrong with the house,
which
doesn't typically happen. So what are, I'm assuming you guys are going in there and you're running the dishwasher and you're turning all the lights on and off, and, you know, how detailed do you guys get? I mean, are you getting into, you know, like the electrical boxes and things like that? Can you kind of...
Well, a home inspector does not have to actually open an electrical panel. So
just
make sure you all know that. I wouldn't use one who didn't. But yeah, we were actually going to open them up and we're going to take a look in there. And we're really looking for burning, scarring, those types of things. But every electrical panel that you have. But we're not opening up outlets and things like that. No.
Okay.
No. So, but for appliances, we test them for operation.
Okay. And then how do you guys kind of, like, what about pipes? You know, like you hear about that all the time. I just closed on the house and the pipes broke. Do you have some way of checking those pipes?
Okay. So,
I know you can't cut a hole in the wall. So, you know,
the actual plumbing lines, the really answer is no to that. I mean, you'd be spending tons of money on a sewer camera that would actually go in there. But we do carry sewer cameras, but they're for mainline, for the connection. That's where your expense is. But our 90-day mechanical actually covers any leakage.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. So, and we're so sorry if everybody watching couldn't totally 100% hear everything that we were saying. I'm not sure if we had their mics muted, so I do apologize for that. But we will. I'm sure it was loud enough somewhere that you guys could hear it. But you guys should be louder now. Anyway, so that's awesome. I want to get into the renovation piece.
Okay.
Because you've done work for me. You've done work for many loan officers. Mm-hmm. I know that there are not a ton of HUD inspectors in Southern California. Do you know what that number is? Are you the only one?
No, there's more. Actually, there's plenty on the list. The problem is there's no degrade from the list. So if you retire, your name stays up there forever. Once you're a HUD inspector, you're on the HUD list forever. So a lot of people like the fact that they can actually call me when they're doing the thing, so I can actually talk to their clients before.
Okay. So let's say I've got a client that calls and they want to, they want to do a renovation loan, mm-hmm. and they want to add a room, and they want to add a bathroom, mm-hmm. and then they want to remodel the kitchen. You know, so they've got all of these hopes and dreams, and they're calling me, and I'm saying, mm-hmm. okay, well, we can do this with a renovation loan. Don't worry. What is it? I know that they've got to get the contractor out there. The contractor's got to actually do the bid. Explain what you do as the HUD inspector.
Okay, well, let's just talk about the order first.
Sure.
Okay, the order of events is actually the most important thing.
Okay.
Number one, you got to get yourself a great lender. Any lender cannot do these. I can walk them through it, but they're not going to be good.
No, they're not. We've done multiples of them. You've got to be good at
them. You got
to be
good. So that's first. Then you got to have your realtor second. That's the order, okay? You might have your realtor first, lender second, but either way.
Yeah. If it's a purchase. If it's a refinance, different, yeah.
And then at that point, you have to actually call the HUD consultant. Once you get your property under contract or you decide that's what you want to do, you got to call us before you call a contractor. So what we're going to do is we're going to take out the bid for the home has to be in a 35-part HUD form, okay? And a contractor absolutely has no idea how to do it.
Okay.
Zero idea. So we,
good to know.
We're going to lay the scope of work out. I just did one finished one this morning. It took me 2 days to do it. So we're going to lay the scope of the work out so that the contractor can actually make the bid correctly. So that HUD will, I mean, it's not like HUD's going to accept it, but so the lender can accept it, and it's in the HUD form.
Okay.
People think HUD's actually going to see it, but HUD's never going to see it.
Right. It's just got to be on the form, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you typically going out there to the home at the same time as the contractor? Are you meeting them there? Are you going out first and kind of creating your own bid, assuming what you think that those numbers should come in at?
Even if a contractor meets me there, I'm still going to do a pre-work write-up.
Okay.
So I actually have to be there first so that I can do my estimate, and then the contractors can go in there. And you can have multiple contractors, and I can work with any contractor. Any contractor. It makes no difference. And if you don't have one, don't worry. I have a stable of 10 of them.
Okay.
Right. Okay. That really want the work, right. By the way.
Right. So number one, which is good because a lot of contractors are really, really busy. I've had client after client say, I can't even get to a contractor to get me a bid, you know, so that,
you'll get
that
to mine. Yeah. Believe me.
Yeah. Very nice. So number one is they need to find their lender. If it's a purchase, make sure they're working with their real estate agent. Number two is say, this is going to be a renovation loan so that the lender can call you out. So basically they're going to tell me, hey, I'm doing a renovation loan and I'm going to call you. Now, if it's not a purchase, if it's a refinance, you guys can still do a renovation loan, which is pretty cool because we're going to actually appraise the property based on its future value after you've added that bedroom, after you've added that bathroom, so that we can get you the money out because all of the money is going into home improvement. It's not considered a cash out refinance. So we've got higher loan to values that we can go to and get you more money to get more work done. So, you know, purchase or refinance, you know, the renovation loans are fantastic, but they've got to come through me first. I've got to get them to you. Mm-hmm. You've got to get out and see the house. They have to tell you what it is that they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to do an initial write-up of what you believe that scope of work should look like.
Yes.
Then they're going to get a contractor out there, mm-hmm. whether they've got their own or whether they, you know, get a referral from you, either way. And then the contractor's going to go out and do their bid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then what happens from there? Because I know that in the past loans I've done, you've done a lot of work. I've seen you and the contractor working together quite a bit.
Right. So once the bid's done, he needs to send it back to me in my format. I format it up, and then I'm going to produce a contract that you guys will take to your lender, okay? Your bank. It's you guys.
Right.
Movement.
It's us. Yeah.
It's movement, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that will go to the underwriters.
Okay.
And then you guys will be sending out an appraiser to appraise the property at the future value.
Right.
Now, I will also, what's a little bit different, and if you're not used to working with a contractor, you hear all the nightmares. The contractor stole my money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Contractors and these get no money up front. Zero. They get paid every 30, they have a right to be paid every 30 days. That's HUD's rule. So they're going to get a payment every 30 days, but they're going to be withheld 10% to the final closing. So at every one of those payments, it's not the homeowner actually sitting down with the contractor. It's me sitting down with the contractor and a homeowner we decide about what work is going to be paid, and then he gets a payment net 7 days later. So he's guaranteed a payment. That's why the contractors like it.
Right.
But they get no money up front. Zero. Right.
Which is good. Which is good, actually, for the buyer or for the owner, depending on whether it's their purchase or their refi. But it's good for them because they don't have to worry that somebody else, you know, that they're going to get taken advantage of, or they're going
to
pay a bunch of money
for
work.
Right. They X amount up front, then the contractor shows up for 2 days, 30 days, and never comes back.
Right, like Money Pit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember the movie Money
Pit?
Oh,
I do.
It's actually it's I think it's much safer to do it as a renovation loan. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
If you can. So I know, too, that some of the things that I've seen you do in the past on loans that I've done is you're very, very detailed in all of making sure that all of the health and safety issues are on that contract. Because I know contractors are going to go in and say, well, it's this much for this and this much for that. But you're going to make sure that all the health and safety is going to be taken care of.
I'm required to do that on a FHA. But if it's a Fannie Mae, there's no requirement.
Okay.
None. There's zero.
That's good. But what's nice, though, and the reason I bring that up is that for us with a renovation loan, when you get an appraisal done, whether it's FHA or whether it's conventional, that property still has to come into certain standards. And if the property doesn't come in, we can't lend on the property.
Right.
So in those positions where a lot of people think they have to be an all cash buyer to get that steal that they're going to, you know, fix later, right?
Right.
We can get them lending if they do a renovation loan because the lender knows that the health and safety is going to get taken care of with the actual work where, you know.
And that just recently happened that we're working on a project right now. Sorry, it's not your project, but we're working on a project.
Yeah.
And the rich first person that bought it, guess what? There was no permits for anything. So in a secondary building was conversion. So instead of being a 3+2, it was a 1+1. And it couldn't appraise anyways. And nobody was going to close on. No lender was going to take it on with all the problems that it was having. So we're actually doing a legal ADU for the second building. And we're taking care of all the permits through the process. And now we can get a loan at above what the original loan was going to be. Because now the property is worth a ton more money.
Because of that ADU.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we went for an ADU. Instead of doing an addition to the home, we do an ADU. So then with the ADU, we have no school taxes, none of that other stuff. If we would have done an addition to it, they would have got pounded with a ton of extra money.
Right, because they would have been reassessed for the...
It appraises more because it's you actually have something you can rent
out.
Unit.
Right. Yeah.
You can rent it out.
Right.
And it helps you qualify if you actually have a renter in there.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
So speaking of ADUs, because I know that
that's the one I want to talk about.
Yeah, and I want you to because that is actually a really hot topic right now, obviously. But for a really long time, and I mean, I'm going to date myself in the mortgage industry, but we could not do a renovation loan. You couldn't do an ADU with the renovation loan. Now we can. Now, do you know, and I don't know, I'd have to actually look it up, and obviously we're in the studio, I'm not looking at my computer, but does it matter if it's FHA or conventional?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're not going to care either way.
Because I need an ADU to put Manny in.
Well, let me tell you the importance of doing ADUs.
Yeah.
Right now in the state of California, there's not enough rentals.
Right.
Period.
Right. Period.
So if you have a garage and you don't want to park your car in there, then we should actually convert it now before they change the rules. The rules will change back and convert back. So we can actually convert the garage, make it legal for you to have a renter in there. Legal, not illegal, legal.
Right.
And you don't have to build another garage. You don't have to build a carport. You don't have to do any of that stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And what's even more important, think about this one. There's what's called a mini ADU. So that's taking existing square footage and converting it into, not adding square footage, converting existing and adding another under 500 square foot unit. So what we're talking with people now is if you have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, you do the ADU to the garage, so that gives you one rental, and then you take that master bedroom, which already has a bathroom in it, and under 500 square feet, and you convert that, and all you have to do is put a kitchenette into it.
Wow.
That is it. And a front door and fire doors and stuff too.
Right,
but
right.
There's certain things you have to do. But now all of a sudden you might have it'll be a 2+1, a kind of a bachelor type of thing, and then whatever the original ADU was probably a 1+1.
Right.
Okay. So now you have you can have three rental properties, but you gotta live in the one for
right,
a year.
Right.
But you know, one of them you gotta live in a year. So we're talking about somebody right now about doing this, and he's a single person that's renting, and he's going to live in the mini ADU and rent the other two out.
That's right. Awesome. Wow.
That's fantastic.
And he will have no payments on his house when he's done with this. Right. Zero. I mean, none for
him. Right, because he'll get enough rent to cover.
Mm-hmm. I mean, rent in LA for a 2-bedroom, 1-bath is probably running $2,200.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, easy. And then the ADU is going to rent out at $1,700, $1,800, and you guys can figure out all the numbers from there. But I mean, right. San Fernando Valley house, you could be a single person and not have a payment.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you listening? He was tapping you.
Yeah.
He was tapping you, Brittany. I think he's trying to say, like, this is something you need to do.
We're talking about this. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the great part about a renovation loan, because here you are putting no money out up front. If you're refinancing your house, no money up front.
Right.
And you're doing a refi. And eventually, you're not going to have a payment anyways.
Right. Well, and think about this too. I mean, even with renovation, we can do same low down payment, FHA, conventional. So even if it's a purchase and they're putting 3.5% down or 5% down, 3% mm-hmm. down, depending on the program, they can still get all of this money to do all of these improvements. So think, they're going to go in and negotiate for this house as a single family residence for, the neighborhood price, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they're going to do all of this rehab work, which is going to cost them a lot less money than what that property value is going to go up to.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have almost immediate equity, especially once it's done. And then they could have tenants that are offsetting the cost of, they're basically, like you said,
this.
Living
all,
for free. Their, yeah. their tenants
they're
are
for
paying
free.
For
yes.
the rest of
yep.
it. Yeah. That is really awesome. I love it. The renovation loans just have so many good things and so many great, pieces of that puzzle. One of the pieces of that puzzle, though, is getting a HUD inspector and having, having Wayne get out there and make sure that, that it's going right, mm-hmm. because that... you've done just such a great job for me and my clients in the past that, it's you are an intricate part of that process.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference. So
too bad my master bedroom's upstairs. It's huge. I could turn that into a whole apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. Wait a minute. You can still do it. Why can't we put exterior stairway?
Stairs.
Mm-hmm. It's a thought.
Now, what about HOAs?
I hope my husband's watching.
Right. There you go. But what about HOAs?
They're probably going to stop you.
Right. They're going to probably say no. Right. I mean, you're still kind of, even though LA County really has said, hey, we're okay with ADUs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be up to...
No, it's the state of California. It's anywhere in the state of California.
Okay. Right. That's good to know. But if you're in an HOA, it's still going to be up to your HOA to approve the work that you're going to do, right? How's that work?
On the exterior of the building.
On the exterior,
Okay. Yeah, there probably would be an issue. We're not saying that it couldn't be solved, but it probably would be an issue that you'd have to take to the HOA
to the board.
Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see what the difference it would be is if we just made the front look like the rest of the house and the entrance was on the side where nobody could ever see it. I don't know what the real issue would be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And with a mini ADU, the entrance is going to be on the back.
Right.
Okay, no matter what. So, yeah. But also think about, which we're still trying to find somebody to do it, you take a 4-unit building with a garage and you can ADU it and get additional revenue right on the ADU, and you're still not a 5-unit building.
Right.
You're only a 4-unit building.
Right.
With an ADU.
With an ADU.
Oh, that's huge.
Oh, you didn't think about that.
Yeah. I like it. That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because with residential lending, where you're going to get your lowest interest rates, it's not commercial, we can only go up to 4 units.
Right.
So I've actually seen people in the past buy a 5-unit and make it a 4-unit where they make each unit a little bit bigger,
mm-hmm.
and then we can actually do the renovation financing as a 4-unit property.
But
I've seen that happen.
You have to change the zoning
to
do that.
Right.
So we're doing it with no zoning changes.
Right.
That's the best part about it.
Because you have the
I know people in other parts of the country that are just like, how can you guys do this in California? I go, we're the Wild West. We're the Wild West.
Yep.
But
Wild West.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
ADUs are the way to go. I would just recommend anybody who has a garage to do an ADU, because eventually you're going to sell that house,
right.
and it's going to be worth more money with the ADU. Whether or not whatever you're going to do with it,
Right.
In-laws live there later. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Wayne, anybody wants to get a hold of you, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you? What's your number?
Area code 661-434-1150.
He had to think about, he had to look at Brittany for that one. If you guys were,
his company, yeah, I just work here.
You're right. Hey, if they were watching us on, you know, if you guys are watching us, thank you. We see all you guys out there. But a lot of people are going to hear this show Saturday morning on Go Country 105. So if they were actually watching us, they could have seen him stop for a minute and pause to think about what his telephone number is.
Well, I just also say you can go to www.allsouthlandhomeinspection.com. That's
okay.
The other way.
But once again, the number is 661-434-1150, extension 700. Or 701.
There you go. So perfect. Brittany or Wayne, all Southland home inspections. Mm-hmm. And do you guys have you said it was is it allsouthlandinspections.com? What was it?
www.allsouthlandhomeinspection.com.
Allsouthlandhomeinspection.com. So if you guys want to get a hold of Wayne or Brittany, give them a call, go to their website. You guys want to talk more about renovation financing, give us a call. Me and Heidi can talk to you guys. We can walk you through it. We can get you right in touch with Wayne. Really something to consider. You gave us some fantastic ideas today.
Yeah, my husband's going to kill me.
I know.
I'm like, three-car garage just went down to one. Well, master bedroom just turned into another unit.
Well, just think about your mailers going out to the San Fernando Valley. You don't really want to do them here in Valencia, but like San Fernando Valley,
Yeah.
Especially in the valley.
Yeah. And it's overpopulated. There's not enough rental.
Yeah.
You know, it's just California housing is in severe crisis right now.
Yep. Absolutely is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. We're going to have you again because I feel like there was a lot more we could have talked about that we didn't get
to. Oh, absolutely.
I know we only get an hour show, so obviously, you know, we can only go for so long, but you guys were fantastic. One more time, give them the telephone number. I'll let Brittany do it.
661-434-1150, extension 700 or 701.
Perfect. And then, Mikey, they're asking you on YouTube right now. We've got somebody asking for your link to be put into the comments. So he is allsouthlandhomeinspections.com.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Really, we really appreciate it.
We appreciate it, too.
Yeah. All right.
This is great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom, and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a mortgage mom.
All right. Well, welcome back. I'm Debbie Marcoux. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I've got Heidi Slagle Points with me.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And we're going to have Mikey actually fix the link that we put in there. It's actually allsouthlandhomeinspection.com. So no S. Allsouthlandhomeinspection.com. Wayne was absolutely amazing. He gave us so many great ideas.
Absolutely.
And things that I never thought about. I mean, I've thought about taking a 5-unit, making it a 4-unit. They talk about that a lot. You know, right. That way you're getting residential financing because we can only go up to 4 units. Not thinking about, you know, the ADUs have been for a long time kind of questionable whether you could do them or not do them with the renovation loans. And now it just sounds like it's just been like spread wide open.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do so much stuff with them. So definitely if you guys are out there, you're thinking about buying a house or you know, thinking about doing an addition to your home and you weren't sure, you didn't think that maybe you had enough equity in the property to get the cash out, that is what those renovation loans are for. We don't need the equity. We're going to appraise it based on future value. We're going to be able to go, you know, with rate and term loan to values instead of cash out loan to values.
Right.
So take it right up there, just like you were buying a house to 96% on an FHA or 95% on a conventional. We can really go quite a ways up.
Now, my question that maybe we might have to look it up. You might miraculously know this answer.
All right, let's try me.
But let's just say I wanted to do a reno.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to add the ADU.
Yep.
Can I use that rental income from the ADU to qualify for that
reno?
Renovation?
No. You cannot.
Well, that's not a fun answer.
Because think about when we do our loans, and this is actually something really good for everybody out there listening. If you're buying a home that you are going to buy as a rental property, mm-hmm. the only way for us to use the rental income is to actually the only way for us to use the rental income is if we get an actual contract.
Correct.
Right? We need a rental agreement
right.
for the property to use the rental income. So you've got to find a tenant.
What if I already have a renter set up?
For an ADU that's gonna take 3 to 6 months before it's finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know, it's unlikely. Questionable. I'm just, you know,
questionable. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's always exceptions and
things. Always exceptions. Yeah. So yeah. You know.
Something we could definitely look into.
I know it's going to be a question.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask.
And I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, it's going to be no. Probably right. 9.9 times out of 10, it's going to be no. But what if you have a garage and that garage conversion is only going to take 30 days?
Right.
And you've got somebody that's willing to rent the property and you get the contract and everything before Correct. It's done.
Yeah.
I think that might give us some grounds to stand on.
That becomes my ADU. Right. And not building out, you know, stairs right. into my upstairs right. or, you right. know. Adding another room to turn it into an ADU or whatever.
Right, right. Maybe yeah. maybe a garage conversion we might be able to get away with. And yeah. it's something we could definitely take to an underwriter and say, hey, what do you think about this? Yeah. This is what we've got. I love that we're getting the question right now, what is an ADU? You want to explain it?
No, because I know I'm going to say the terms wrong.
Okay. And I'm going to totally say the terms wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It is an attached dwelling unit.
Is it attached or additional?
Additional
Sorry, dwelling unit.
That's why
unit.
I said I'm going to
I know
get
it's
it
not attached.
So it
always.
Is an additional dwelling unit. So if you were to actually convert your garage into a small apartment, that would be considered an ADU. If you're going to build your, you know, mom shack or your wine shack or whatever you want to call
right,
it outside.
Like Karen, right? Someone burnt down Karen's
right.
she shed.
Her she shed, exactly. Exactly. So if you're going to, you know, build Karen? Your own she shed or man cave or whatever, even if it's a separate from your property, not attached, right. that would also be considered an ADU.
Right. It needs to have a kitchen, a bathroom. It needs to be a full living quarters.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. It does have to have electricity and plumbing. And
right. Plumbing, yeah. like a built-in kitchen.
Right.
Does it need to have an individual bedroom?
No.
Or just, it can
no,
be
it
a
be
studio.
No, it could be like a studio.
A studio mm-hmm. with a kitchen and a bathroom.
Yes, it's got to have a kitchenette. So, you know, my dad's actually watching us right now, right. and he's huge on those kitchenettes. I mean, it could be, you know, a portable refrigerator, a hot plate, and, you know, right. you are now a, you know, kitchenette. But
you're a college student.
Yes, yes, right. exactly. So, but it does have to have those things. Think about, like, your, you know, your boat. You want to call it a second home, and you want to ride it off. What do you have right. to do? You have to have a toilet, which you could bring on a porta potty, and you need to have an oven, which you could have a barbecue.
And so, a shower, though, right? For an ADU?
I don't know.
I think maybe. It has to be like a
sure
half bath or three quarter bath.
Maybe.
I saw it.
You're probably right.
I think so.
You're probably right. And we'll confirm that.
Yeah.
All right. So anybody wants to give us a call, feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, L-A-N-D, and the number 4. You guys want to schedule an appointment to talk with one of us about renovation loans, refinance loans, purchase loans. We are here to help you in any way that we can. All you got to do is call that number and schedule the phone appointment. It's all over the phone, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to come in and see us. You can do it all over the phone. We can talk about you. What have you got going on, and, you know, what are you trying to do? And we're going to get you at least pointed in the right direction. You guys want Wayne's information for home inspections or more information about, you know, maybe doing a renovation loan, we can get you guys in touch with Wayne. All you got to do is call, and we're going to get you set up there as well. Don't forget that Wednesdays we're live at 5 right here on YouTube. Everybody watching, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Anybody putting, you know, questions and info into the feed, we love that too. If you guys are on Go Country, we know you want to go to Stagecoach.
Everybody wants to go to Stagecoach.
Right.
In our opinion.
Yes. So you want to go to Stagecoach. We got 2 tickets to give away. How do you get those tickets? Well, you got to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, and you have to watch us live. And there will be a date in March. We're not going to tell you which show, so you've got to start watching. But there will be a show in March, probably in the middle of the March. So
isn't St. Patrick's Day in March?
It is. Mm. It is. Mm. 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 Yeah, that might be a good one. That'd be kind of fun to give them away. But we're going to give them away. We're going to tell you exactly what to do to get those tickets if you are watching us and you're watching us live. So make sure that you guys do subscribe to the YouTube channel and turn on your notifications. As you guys can hear, this is all, honestly, 100%. Not, it is not rehearsed. It is not written down. There's no scripts. No. It is all live, live, live. Anyway, you know, we do have to get into.
Yeah, I'm going to apologize. There's no way I can do self-employed in 7 minutes. So I'm going to go to commission employees.
You're going to do commission?
I'm going to do commission instead of self-employed. All right. Can't do self-employed in 7 minutes.
Okay, so we have promised that in every single show, which we started last show, we were going to talk about employment income and how do we qualify you.
Yes.
Last week's show, we talked about the normal hourly employee.
Yep.
If you're an hourly employee, go back and listen to last week's show.
Yep. So we're going to talk about commission employees.
Okay. We'll do that and then we'll go self-employed next week.
I just think that's
week.
A little easier to go through.
Sure.
So if you are a commission employee, we need to have a 2-year history of commission-based income. If you just became a commissioned employee this year.
Yep.
Or last year. We're going to struggle to get you qualified, okay? We have to have a 2-year history. The reason for that is commissions fluctuate. They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down.
It's like overtime.
It's like overtime.
It fluctuates.
Right? Very similar to overtime, it fluctuates. And just because your commissions just skyrocketed in 2019, we are going to take a 2-year average. So because we're in the beginning of 2020, I am going to take 18, 19, and year to date. Okay. So right now, if you gave me your pay stubs for the end of February, it'd be like 25.5 months. Okay. Is kind of how I would take that. So I would take your year end of 18, your year end of 19, and the last pay stub that you have right now. And I would take the whole average, divide it by the 25.58, I think is what it is. I just did one today, obviously.
Yeah.
And that would be your average. That is what we can give you. We cannot just say, yes, but I started in 18 and then I had to get
my... So it was a low year because I had to get ramped up.
Year, and I got ramped up. Right. I had to get my territories. We understand, but it does not matter. We have to take an average. If you worked at one job...
Same industry.
And then you left and you took this job. That's okay.
Sure. So think about a loan officer works for ABC Mortgage Company and then moves over to another mortgage company. And we're going to take an average of commissions from their previous employment to their new employment to get that 2-year history.
We're still going
to
do that because it is the same industry. It's okay if you change jobs as long as you have a history of 2 years in commission. Now, if you went from this huge salary and you're like, yeah, but in my salary, I made commission. That's great. But if you weren't 100% commission and you are today, that is not a 2-year history of 100% commissions. So the reason we say that is we do get a lot of people that got a great opportunity and moving into sales from being an operations manager, they're going to make a lot more money. And they got a huge bonus to come over. Mm-hmm. That bonus is not commission.
It's not.
And they cannot guarantee that moving into this new position, that you're going to be as successful as you were as an operations manager, or as a marketing manager, as whatever you were doing before, even as a sales manager that made this base with some override or commission. So keep that in mind when we ask you, do you have a 2-year history of solely commission? Make sure the answer is yes, because that is actually the case. Not, well, yeah, I made half commission and half, because that's all I can take is your half commission with your current commission. And that's what we're going to give you if we can qualify you that way.
Right. Now, we have gone a little bit outside the box sometimes, and it does work. You know, so for example, if you have been working for a company for a long time, you were a salaried employee, got this great opportunity to take this territory over. The territory, the person that was there before you left, the company is willing, and this is where the big thing is, willing to provide us with what the territory showed in earnings over the last so many years and guarantee that you are going to make X amount of dollars at a minimum in commissions by taking the territory, then we might have something else to sit on. So we're not going to tell you that if you don't have 2 years, don't call us.
Right.
But what we're going to tell you is that that's a good number to kind of think about in your mind, kind of know that that is what that guideline is, that we want to see that you've been doing commissions for 2 years.
And the other thing I will say is if you were commission, let's just say in 16 and 17, but 18 you went to W-2 and 19 you went back to commission, that's okay too, right? We can look at previous history and come up with a sum that we can look at getting an exception saying, hey, they weren't last year, so we don't have a consistent 2-year right now, consecutive, but we have previous history that this has been, that they have been very successful in this industry in commission, because we have done that before.
Yeah.
But it is just something to really take into consideration when you're looking, when you're answering questions. We do sometimes get questions answered that don't really nail the actual answer completely truthfully.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that pretty much just
that pretty much
commission.
Covers it. Yeah,
so
and if you're on commission and you have a question and you're not sure if you'll qualify or not, what do you guys do? Well, you call us. It's the easiest way.
Right. Call us, email us. Yeah. We can really go over your individual situation.
Absolutely. So how do you guys do that? It's 844-935-3634. My assistant Chris is answering the phones right now. He'll get you on the calendar. You could talk to me, talk to Heidi. Whoever you prefer to talk to is totally fine. But you're going to go on our schedule for us to have a phone consultation with you and talk about you and your situation. Anything you guys need, give us a call. We're happy to help. This show is over. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, live at 5 on YouTube.
Yep.
We hope you guys all have a great one.
Have a wonderful one. Bye.
Bye.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.